flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of drafts, how about Art told Steelers.com in a conversation with Rob King that he loves their last two drafts? I don't agree with that.
I don't love their last two drafts. Can we play a little game here? Do you mind? Can we play the thumbs up or down on a guy? Like, can we just do the
play
whole,
stupid games, win stupid prizes?
Here, we're just going to start with the 2023 draft, all right? And I'm going to ask both of you. I'm going to name the player, and then you give me thumbs up or thumbs down right
this
second.
So good pick, bad pick.
Yes, just good. Yes, you say good pick, bad pick. Perfect. Broderick Jones.
Bad pick.
Joey Porter, Donnie, Broderick Jones.
I'll say bad
you
pick
have
right
to.
Now.
Yeah, you can't say thumbs in the middle. I have to say bad pick, too. Joey Porter Jr.
I'm going to go good pick.
I'll go good.
I go good, but my thumb is like wavering. Keanu Benton.
Bad pick.
Feels like one right now. Coming off the season he had does not feel good. So I'd have to go just like Porter's barely thumbs up, Benton's right now barely thumbs down, and I hope it changes.
I think I'd still say good for him.
Darnell Washington.
Bad. It's a third-round pick on a guy that is a second tight end and will probably never be anything more than
that. All right, so thumbs down.
Bad pick.
Nick Herbig, good pick.
Good pick.
Corey Trice.
Good pick. In the seventh round?
He's playing.
I think he's got upside, too.
Yeah, if we take account where they got the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I'll grudgingly say good pick. Spencer Anderson.
Good pick.
Okay, seventh round, and he's played. Is that basically your theory?
And he's not a bad backup.
So we've got a fourth, two sevenths, and a second who get thumbs up. So that's four out of seven there.
Okay.
Troy Fautanu, thumbs down.
Right
bad
now
pick.
For me, bad pick.
He didn't play, basically. Zach Frazier, good pick. Roman Wilson, bad pick. Peyton Wilson.
Good pick.
Donnie, are you with us so far? Bad, good. Mason McCormick, good pick.
Good pick.
Logan Lee and Ryan Watts, bad picks. I forgot what position Ryan Watts played for a second when I was trying to think about what they
had.
Poor guy,
I think, had another neck procedure done recently.
His career probably won't ever get off the ground at this rate. So long story short, they've made 7, 10, 14 picks, and we went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those 14 we have rated as bad picks.
So that's probably like league. I mean, that's average.
But if you're a team that prides itself on building through drafts, that's not good enough. Compare that with like a couple of like Mike's first draft. They had two major hits in the first two rounds.
Art believes that these offensive line picks are all going to come through.
Yeah, I'd love to believe Broderick Jones is going to magically turn into the left tackle they dreamed he would be when they actually let him play there. But my God, like, it's the all-time case of I got to see it before I even consider believing it.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.